Now, what we're going to do here, by the way, so we've got Kyle Felt coming up, Fletch.
Yes.
So what we have gone to get some details on Kyle Felt. So what I need you to do, this is your challenge.
Yeah.
And Gibbo's going to...
Fund my challenge.
Gibbo is going to tick them off as they do it. So in the Cowboys profile...
Yes.
But you need to make it conversational.
Yes.
His favourite TV show as a child was Dragon Ball Z, which I know. I think it's like Astro Boy, right? His favourite podcast is Hamish and Andy.
Shithouse.
Right. His favourite comedian, Carl Barron. Childhood celebrity crush, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, her or the cat? Because the cat was Satan.
I don't know.
Satan?
Yes.
No, it's Sabrina.
Sabrina?
No, but the cat.
Don't worry about the cat. Yeah.
I want the cat. He might like the cat.
He's recently purchased a drone.
Yep.
If you could live the life of one TV movie character, who would it be? Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to get all these answers out, yes. One famous person you'd like to meet. Well, he puts Hamish and Andy. That's not really one. But anyway, what is your signature dish to cook? Smoked beef short ribs. So you got to check those off. And I can play a little part if you like.
But you know what? Mm. This could be, because you know when you do these profiles.
The old.
The marketing managers and the marketing boss can go, I'll just do this because it couldn't be bothered. So we're going to find out that if it's true or it's a fraud.
Yes. And I'm pleased to say he's on the line now.
You work on a big Aussie first. Slam down a solo.
What have you done, Fletch?
Solo, well, a man's drink.
Every time Cole scores a try, and last week we saw it, he just slams it down.
He slams
it down. Like a solo, light on the fizz, so he can slam it down fast. Kyle, welcome to Drive with Joel and Fletch. Are you a slammer?
I guess I am. By the look on the weekend, I would say I am.
Yeah. Can you have you watched the replay of that try where you scored?
Have I watched it? Oh, now it's a pretty good try, wasn't it?
Oh, outstanding try.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying, did you watch the replay after you did it? Like, it was...
I did. I actually didn't think I got it until I heard a few of the lads screaming and yelling. So, I was pretty lucky.
Oh, no, I was lucky. It was good. You must have a really long reach. Now, listen, I wanted to ask you, because we were talking earlier that The Simpsons... Homer Simpson, you're familiar with The Simpsons, he's 64 years of age today, which I thought was quite remarkable. Mm. You growing up, what sort of show did you like when you were a kid?
As a cartoon or just any
Just
show?
In general, just yeah, in general.
I was pretty, grew up with mum. Well, my old man kind of watched MASH a fair bit, so I watched that.
Yeah.
What about cartoon wise?
I was a big Family Guy man and The Simpsons as well.
Yeah, because I used to like those sitcoms. I was a big fan, a bit before your time, like Growing Pains, Alf. I used to like Alf.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember Alf, Kyle?
Alf? No, not really.
He was like an alien. He was like an animal, and I just thought, yeah.
I liked the one with the cat in it.
Salem.
Salem the Cat. What was that one? Salem the Cat.
What's the name of that? Do you remember that show, Kyle?
No.
Salem was the cat. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But now I tell you what I'm right into, Lego. The Lego show.
Kyle, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, yeah, that's... I don't mind that. Hamish is a good host as well.
I love Hamish. What about Andy? Do you like Andy as well, or they only work when they're together?
Yeah, I think they work best when they're together. A bit like some other people I know.
Yes, that's right.
Okay,
that's
so what about... Would they be the funniest Australian you know of, or is there a... Who's our best comedian, would you say?
I'm a really big Carl Barron fan.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd have to say Carl Barron.
Yeah.
I tell you what, just getting back to your try, Kyle, there was an angle that that Fox League had, and it must have been from a drone.
Oh, yeah.
Because the vision, it was right over the top of your head. The drone phenomenon.
Have you got a drone, Fletch?
I don't.
No.
But I don't really trust them. Because I don't know whether that would work. Kyle, have you ever thought about getting a drone, or do you like drones?
I actually bought one a couple of years ago, and it's probably the worst investment I ever did.
How much was it? Give me a range between 1,000, 2,000.
It was about $300. No, it was about $300-$400.
Yeah, and what happened to it? Was it just dog shit?
It just literally sat in the cupboard.
Oh right.
Do you know what?
I used it once, I think, and that was it. And then my wife gets up me all the time about it.
About the drone. I'll tell you what, Tony said, geez, you must have been thrilled after that grand final. Now, people talk about your try, your amazing try in the grand final, but what they don't talk about is you had a hot hand in that last few minutes. You had the one-on-one strip, you had the kickoff, which Ben Hunt dropped, and you had the try. It was, you must have left there absolutely gobsmacked, did you?
Yeah, I was a little bit, I guess, taken back by how much I really did in the last probably 3 minutes. Then, yeah, it all, like, we all know how it worked out, and it worked out really well in our favour. But I was, yeah, like, even looking back at it now, I'm like, it was, yeah, it's a big part of my career and our town's career as well.
Kyle, so I know you've got a bit of ink on you, and a lot of rugby league players do. And when they win the competition, a lot of players like to get a bit of ink.
Yes.
I'd imagine you've got a Cowboys tattoo somewhere after that grand final.
No, I don't actually. Not yet. I've been a bit lazy and haven't got one.
Oh,
it's been
gonna...
6 years and still haven't got one.
Okay. Did anyone get one?
Yeah, I think Ethan Lowe got one. I'm pretty sure he definitely got one. I think he's the only one that got it.
Wow.
Cody Ramsey's got like a cartoon character, like the remember that Dragon Ball Z or something?
No, not Dragon Ball Z. What is Dragon Ball Z?
I think it was like Astro Boy, wasn't it?
Never heard of it. He had Speedy Gonzales.
Oh, Speedy Gonzales.
What is Dragon Ball Z? Z.
That was a lot.
I remember watching that when I was young.
What was that one about?
What's it about?
It's just like it's like, I guess, like, they're human beings, but they just had all these superpowers.
Yeah. Okay.
What about movies wise? What's our movie we always ask, Fletch?
Okay. Now, Kyle, we'd like to do this.
He would have seen this.
Because he's a little bit older than the players we've interviewed. So, Kyle, I'm crossing my fingers and my toes and other things. And have you heard of Something About Mary?
Yeah, I have.
Oh, there you go.
Beautiful.
Because he's a little bit older. A lot of players haven't heard of it.
Rightio. What about this? There's a movie. Let's test him out with the old one. Somebody's Day Off. Who's that?
Fonzie.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Have you seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yeah, big fan. That's someone I wanted to be when I was younger.
And who plays Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the actor.
Yeah. He was married he's married to.
So your parents have shown a bit of culture here, and they've got you into some good old films. Who was the main? Matthew Broderick. There you go.
Married to Sarah Jessica Parker.
That's it. There you go.
What did you like about that, Kyle? Kyle, what did you like about Ferris? Do you like the day? Do you like the bit how he was just sneaking out, or?
And how he took his old man's car. I was a big fan about that.
Who's the primary chef in the Felt household, Kyle?
The primary chef, that'd have to be myself. Ooh. I'm a big big cooker. I'm a big slow cooker too. I've just brought a smoker called a Traeger, and it's the bee's knees.
Because I like doing brisket. I've got one too.
I tell you what, I'm the best brisket in the country at, Kyle Felt. I am the best at smoked beef short ribs. Run at me.
Oh, that's what I'm having tomorrow night for dinner.
There you go. Do you need any clues?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you need a few tips on how to do it, or you're pretty comfortable?
I'm pretty comfortable with the way I'm going. That's why my wife married me, I think.
Yes, exactly. Well, speaking about your wife marrying you, if you weren't taken, well, it's a hypothetical. Who would be? Because mine, as a youngster, was Samantha Fox. It was my crush. I was keen on Samantha Fox. She was an English lass.
You know who mine was? I was wrapped. Clueless. Alicia Silverstone.
With a little lisp.
Yes.
A lisp is hot. Yes. Kyle, what would yours be, or when you were growing up, who were you pretty keen on?
I'd like Jessica Alba. When I was younger, she was pretty good. Fantastic Four she played in was one
That's
of the
right.
earlier films I remember.
Mm. So not Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Nah, she was, but that was just a bit of a taking the mickey out of one of my mates.
we've got to declare something, Kyle. We got a list from the Cowboys website, and it says, you know, your profile, your Cowboys, it says favourite TV show. Yeah. Anyway, we've just been running through those. Because we were thinking it was all made up. We thought your media manager was just making it up. But to your credit, you're pretty much spot on. Hamish and Andy, You like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. The worst purchase you've ever made was a drone. But your celebrity crush was Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Well done. I had a feeling there was something going on there.
You could feel it, Kyle?
Yeah, you got me. I felt it too.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Very good. Anything else you'd like to share, Kyle? Because you've been a great guest, mate. And so he's a keeper. We have keepers and sellers, and we're keeping you, Kyle.
Thank you very much. I guess that's a good thing.
Hey, yeah, Fletch, here's a question for you, right?
Yep.
How many Queensland Origin games has Kyle Felt played?
Two.
None. That is a complete travesty. What? That is a complete...
That's a disgrace.
It is a disgrace. Kyle, I reckon this is year 20. I was shocked at that. I can't believe with the career you've had, they've not once handed you the maroon jumper. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, it's something that I'm not happy about. But at the end of the day, they've picked good teams in the past. But yeah, I think I've been a little bit hard done by in the past as well.
Mate, this is a great opportunity. Suncorp Stadium, you're taking on an incumbent New South Wales winger. Massive week.
Kyle, were you close to getting named when you got injured, or was there something that went down? You're in the squad?
Yeah, so I, because I had a really bad groin last year, I had to pull out for, because I needed surgery. I was struggling to run still for like probably the last 8 games of the year. I just thought my health's a bit more important. I just signed a new deal as well. So I thought better do the right thing and give back to the club first and think about them more than myself.
Well, karma is a wonderful bastard. And you, my friend, you'll be playing Origin this year.
Yeah,
just,
I reckon too.
Just for that.
Yep, I will, when you retire, whenever that may be, Kyle, I'll be looking up the records and you will have played for Queensland. I'm certain of that. Mate, thanks for your chat today. We really appreciate it and good luck against the Roosters.
No drums. Thank you very much, guys.